Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. First of all, I've been taught that the our will there is our thoughts. So we're turning our thoughts, and then our lives is our actions. So we're turning our thoughts and our actions over to God. You know, I'm as powerless over my thoughts as I am over my compulsive overeating. They just come, and I have to turn those over to God, and I also have to turn my life over to God. And then the ABCs are on page 61. This is where step three begins. Step one is that we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. Two is that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism, that we need to believe in a higher power. And that step three, C is that step three, which is that God could and would if he were sought. So being convinced we were at step three. And what did I want to read
here?
86. That's page 61. 61. Like I said, you'll get these notes and you'll have all the numbers there, but 61. So the first requirement is that we be convinced that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. On this basis, we are almost always in collision with someone, something, somebody, or even our own motives, even though our own motives are good. Most people try to live by self-propulsion. Each person is like an actor who wants to run the whole show. We talked about that before. He's forever trying to arrange the lights, the ballet, the scenery, and the rest of the players to get his own way. And it doesn't work. You know, when we're trying to run our own show by our selfishness and self-centeredness, it doesn't work. We can't get everybody else to do what we want them to do. We can't get the world to be the way we want it to be. And then on page 62, it tells us the problem. 62. Selfishness, self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our troubles. And I really want to emphasize that over and over again. That is the root of our troubles, selfishness and self-centeredness. Driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity, we step on the toes of our fellows and they retaliate. So, you know, if I look at all of my character defects, I'm going to get to this in a minute here, but if I look at all my character defects, they're all based on that selfishness and self-centeredness. Even here what they list, fear, that's all about what's going to happen to me in the future. Self-seeking is self, self-delusion is self, and self-pity is self. So our trouble is, we think, are basically of our own making. They arise out of ourselves, and the alcoholic and the compulsive overeater is an extreme example of self-will run riot, though he usually doesn't think so. Above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of this selfishness. We must or it kills us. God makes that possible. And there often seems no way of entirely getting rid of self without his aid. And I'll skip down to the bottom. It says we had to have God's help. So we're as powerless over our selfishness and self-centeredness as we are over our compulsive overeating or alcoholism. We're powerless over our selfishness and self-centeredness, and we need God's help to get rid of that even. So we need God's help for everything in our life. Basically, selfishness and self-centeredness is an addiction to self. I'm addicted to myself. And like all addictions, you need God's help. Now, this is not from the big book, but I heard this in one of my OAPP meetings, and I really love this. The question is, am I selfish? And here's the ways you can look at how you might be selfish. If I am resentful, it is because someone did not do what I wanted them to do in the past. They did not do it my way, and that is being selfish. If I am angry, it is because someone is not doing what I want them to do right now. They are not doing it my way, and that is being selfish. If I am fearful, it is because I know that someone is not going to do what I want them to do in the future. They are not going to do it my way, and that is being selfish. If I feel guilt or remorseful, it is because I got my own way at your expense, and that is being selfish. So if you're experiencing any of those emotions, resentful, angry, fearful, guilt, or remorse, it's because of selfishness and self-centeredness. Now, this is not from the big book, but in my research, I've got a list of spiritual vices and the corresponding spiritual virtues and vices. And I'm going to name the spiritual virtue, and then I'll say versus the spiritual vice. And listen to the words of the spiritual vice there and see if you can see the connection that those are related to selfishness and self-centeredness. So there's love versus hate or hatred. Altruism or selflessness versus selfishness. It's pretty obvious there. Forgiveness versus resentment or regret or blame. Humility versus arrogance or pride or self-centeredness. Compassion or empathy versus indifference. Fairness or justice versus unfairness or injustice. Acceptance versus rejection or judging, patience or impatience. Oh, wait a second. My formatting screwed up here. rejection or judging. Acceptance versus rejection or judging. And then the final one is patience versus impatience. So, you know, in every case there, the spiritual vice is some form of selfishness and self-centeredness working itself out there in all those different ways. Now, the third step promises this on page 63. When we sincerely took such a position of step three, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer. Being all-powerful, he provided what we needed if we kept close to him and performed his works well. Established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we could contribute to life. As we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered how we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of his presence, we began to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, and the hereafter. We are reborn. So those are the third step promises that can come through true for, by taking that third step. And then, of course, there's the third step prayer that we say at every meeting. God, I offer myself to thee. Note that in that third step prayer, we don't ask God to take away our difficulties so that we can live a happier life. We take away our difficulties so that we can be of service to others. It's all to help others. And in fact, you know, that's what the whole 12th step is about helping other people. That's how we get rid of our selfishness and self-centeredness. Whenever you're working as a sponsor with somebody new, you are not being selfish and self-centered. You're trying to transmit what you've received, and that's part of your recovery there. So I finally end with, how do we know when you completed step three? It's when you start step four.